To what?
To tell everybody, huh?
Okay. You might say, if so-and-so doesn't come, I'm disappointed.
I'll be disappointed.
Okay. You might say to Keith, if you do that again, I'm going to have to...
Spank.
Okay. If a boy keeps going over to the same girl's house all the time, you might say he's... What? If they're teenagers or something.
A boy keeps going over to a girl's house?
Yeah, same girl.
You might say he's in love.
Okay, anything else?
I don't know what you're trying to arrive at, but that's all I can think of.
Okay. All right, if that happens, you say he is her, what?
Boyfriend.
Okay, and she's his?
Girlfriend.
Okay. Any other names? For those
No.
Little boy comes, no, big boy comes home with lipstick on his collar, and little brother says, uh-huh, you've been...
Kissing.
Okay. If a girl, okay, say the girl stops letting the boy come over to see her, you'd say she did what?
Broke up with him.
Okay, and say that he had already, you know, asked her to marry him, but she, what?
Refused.
Okay, and, okay, say they were engaged, and been engaged for a while. But then all of a sudden she...
Then she called off the engagement.
Okay. Would you use different words if the guy called it off?
No.
Okay. Okay, but she didn't turn him down. You said they went ahead and got...
Married.
And at a wedding, the man who stands up with the groom is the...
Best man.
Okay. And the girl who stands up with the bride is the...
Either maid of honor or matron of honor.
Okay. What's the difference?
Matron of honor is a married woman, and the maid of honor is an unmarried woman.
Okay. After a wedding, have you ever heard of a custom where after a wedding, a lot of the guys in town will gather around the couple's house and bang on pans and sing and make a lot of noise and stuff like that?
Never seen that.
Okay. Let's see. You might say... okay, say you're in Oklahoma City last week or something, you ran into an old friend. You might say, I saw so-and-so, in Oklahoma City. Would you put a word in there? I saw so-and-so, in Oklahoma City.
While I was in, oh, one word?
Yeah.
Living.
Would you ever say, up in Oklahoma City or down in Oklahoma City?
No, I'd say in Oklahoma City.
Okay. What if it was in Fort Worth? Would you use any of those words?
No. The only time I do that is if I'm saying something like, if I'm telling somebody we're going down to Austin, to substitute going to Austin, I'd say we're coming down there.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Or if we're going to Oklahoma City, I might say we're going up there.
Uh-huh.
But I wouldn't say up to Austin, or, I mean, up to Oklahoma City or down to Austin.
Okay, you have to take the town name out.
Right, and then I would use up or down.
Okay. Would you ever use over?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. What about if you're talking about in town and you say, so and so lives the Browns? Would you ever use
near the Browns?
Well, he lives with them, okay? The gentleman, Jimmy's over at?
No.
Okay.
Lives with.